So the last thing is the water left on the back of your hand. You'll take the back of your hand and wipe the back of your neck. Basically, you've economized water completely. Every single drop of water that was present on your hands is actually used to do some sort of pahara. And inclusive of that was wiping the extra portion of the head, because only the first fourth is swaddled, wiping the ears, which is also a sunnah, and wiping the back of the head, which was mustahab, or the back of the neck, which was mustahab. And you are not going to wipe the throat. There's nothing in the ahadith to establish the wiping of the throat. And that's why specifically in many books of fiqh it says, dun al-hulkum. It's not the throat. You'll wipe only the back of the neck, not the throat. The next thing that you do once you've finished the head is that you will wash the feet. You do the right side first, and you have to do three times each side. One time is farad, three times is sunnah, and you will also wash up to the ankles, including the ankles. Make sure that you get in between the toes. So what you do for the toes is you take your left pinky and you run it between the toes. And you'll start with the very right toe. So on the right foot, you'll start with a small toe and move towards the middle. And with the left foot, you'll start with the big toe and move towards the left side of the foot. That's the completion of the wudu. So after you've completed the wudu, then you want to recite the following dua. And remember that if you're in the bathroom, you want to recite this in your heart, because you don't want to take the name of Allah in the bathroom, or you may want to step out before you recite this. And so you recite, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدُهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, testifying to Allah and the Messenger. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين, O Allah, make me from those who are off-turning. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُطَفَّهِرِينَ, and make me from among those who purify themselves. Remember that we know from hadith that this dua opens the eight doors of heaven for you. And then the final thing, if you have the opportunity, is you'll pray two rakat tahiyat al-wudu to greet the wudu. That's the wudu in a nutshell. Recall that we spent a whole day talking about, or a whole session talking about, all the benefits of wudu, right? The fact that it washes away the sins, and the fact that that enlightens your body parts, and it opens the doors of Jannah, and it provides you an opportunity to put your footsteps in Jannah. And many of those hadiths specifically restrict those benefits to a perfect wudu, to the person who performs the wudu perfectly, properly, fulfilling all of its rights. As much as possible, you want to do the perfect wudu, the best wudu that you can do on each individual occasion.